Welcome back to Hardcast.
Welcome to the Hardcast.
What's up? It's Billy. It's very late. What time is it? It's 11:42. How was your day, Mike?
Dude, I had a nice day. It was fun.
What'd you play?
Dude, I mostly just played EDH.
Really? Did you tool on some fools?
No, I did terribly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't really play enough EDH.
Okay.
But I would just go Necropotence and like draw 35 cards and then just die.
I'll draw 35. All right. Okay.
How much? You could never have enough EDH, dude.
Yeah.
I usually like to play kind of more, like a little bit more chill EDH decks.
Yeah.
I mean, I do get a lot of shit for them being too powerful, but
yeah,
it's not usually this aggressive and dialed in.
Yeah.
So I'm just not used to the thing. I think I need to just like get some more reps.
Word.
Yeah. Drog Skull Reaver combo. The Augur of Agony's Drog Skull Reaver combo.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds sick.
Did what are you gonna do tomorrow?
I'm just gonna keep playing EDH until I get good at it, dude.
Really? It could be a while. Sounds like it's gonna
be a while. I've had so much success with EDH, like amongst our friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that was for the longest time. People were like, "How do we beat Coil?
Yeah.
How can we do it?
Yeah.
And then Chris got me playing with these like tournament grinder, like super elite CEDH people.
Yeah. And could you hang with them?
Yes, but like. It was very hard to, like, connect and, like, actually win.
Yeah.
But they all commended me on, like, playing a lot of counter spells. They're like, you're, like, the cop, dude.
You are. You're the cop, like, whisperer.
Yeah. Like, I can hang with them, but it's just not familiar territory, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, EDH is, like, playing really fucked up stuff, but like, nobody knows what you're doing.
Yes.
And you're just kind of sneaking it in and making them upset.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like a... You know, like when you're making a card, like a deck with four cards each.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're making a very, like,
tuned work, like, of art.
Like, concise.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is what I'm doing.
This is what I'm up to.
It's like, well, you know.
I could. Who knows?
I play 14 creatures, but maybe I'll just throw this Cradle in because it can make infinite mana with this other card.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how stupid of a format it is. But it's fun because of that, you know. It's like, you know. I'm not taking it too seriously, and that's why I'm still having fun with it, even though I haven't had really any success today.
Yeah.
But I've had some good games, and I made some pretty ballsy win attempts, which may have bit me in the ass. But on the final pod, I really got screwed. Like, I'm playing kind of a turbo combo deck, and I got paired with a Stax deck and Yuriko, which is just like... big value, flip over the top card of my library, and deal everybody the CMC. And that deck does not care about stacks, so it was like one deck was turning off all my combos, the other deck was making my Necro and my Ad Nauseam worse by just whittling my life down.
Yeah.
And it was just, there's no way to win that.
Yeah, no winners. So not for Mike.
No winners, but like, there was also some three pods. There wasn't a lot of people playing EDH.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once we get closer to the big event, which hopefully we get enough people and it'll be for a Lotus, if it's enough people, it's going to be EDH for a Lotus.
That would be pretty sick.
It would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
You know, and it's like maybe one of those or all of those games, I'll draw 35 cards and I'll just be winning.
Mike Coil is going to get a Lotus. You heard it here first.
Here we are, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that Lotus. And you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to play AAA against you, and I'm going to lose it.
What are you going to draw on the Lotus you lose to me?
I'm going to just draw like a horribly prolapsed asshole on it.
Okay. All right. Who's up? Who's next? Who's up? Bryce or Rob? Get in here.
All right, I'm on my way. Horn of greed.
Rob.
Hi, friend.
Hi.
Hi.
Most of our listeners don't know you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure thing. I'm not sure what's pertinent, but my name is Rob. And really. Like, I don't know what's important about me. My name is Rob, and I just try to make the world a better place.
This is absolutely true. If you saw Rob in the pit, you would leave the pit.
100%.
100%.
And if you saw him on the stage, you'd be in that pylon.
Yeah. Rob is broad. Broad of shoulder, broad of bicep.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I am fucking swole as shit right now. Yeah.
But he's a very gentle person, and he's very kind. I have this theory that big tough guys are very nice because nobody fucks with them. So they get to exist in a world that's very pleasant and nice. So they're always in a good mood because people are like, I'm not fucking with that guy. Wow. I'm not going to cut him off. What do you think?
I think it's an interesting theory. I'm not convinced that it applies to me per se, since I am not a big tough guy. I'm way less big than I am tough, but I think, and nor am I in a really great mood a lot of the time. I'm kind of curmudgeonly and, you know, slightly acerbic. However,
such a palate cleanser from
Coyola. He's like, I just drew 35 cards.
yeah, I don't know. I suppose your theory has merit. Since people who are more physically sound and, you know, perhaps give off an aura of, you know, unfuckwithableness or whatever,
yeah,
they tend to, like, not get messed with a lot. But I don't know. I suppose people who do have a certain robustness should also have a responsibility to other people, you know, like, I don't mean like necessarily helping them move furniture, cause fuck all that shit, you know. Oh, yo, can you help me move? Nah, dude, I'm gonna go play with Coyle and watch him draw 35 cards.
Hell yeah. So you made it in last night?
Yeah, no, I made it in today. Cause it actually feels like last night. No, I took a bus from where I live out to here in Pennsylvania. Where the fuck am I? Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
So I took a bus, and the ride was Aromatic, because Greyhound, and there was a sublime palette of odoriferous emanations. There was a motherfucker,
it was a palette from a sublime.
It was absolutely nauseating. There's a dude in the back with a real wet cough, and I was just like, get me the fuck out of here, dude. Yeah. But then again, I mean, what do you expect when you adopt G.G. Allen's preferred mode of transportation, yeah?
Well, I thought his was like the back of a cop car.
Well, I don't know if that's preferred, but still.
He ended up there a lot.
He sure did. I mean, he wouldn't travel with the band. He would just take Greyhounds to the next show.
I didn't know that about him. Yeah. I find him pretty distasteful. I get like what his contributions were to punk rock, but yeah. I just find his behavior so repugnant that I just like taking buses and being a weird like the only true monk of punk rock is cool, but the rest of him is like so awful.
Yeah, no, I'm not convinced that he was all that great of a guy. The like romanticizing that degree of mental disorder.
Yes, he was severely injured.
He was, yeah. No. So, Mr. Kevin Michael Allen, rest in power. There's something very entertaining from a distance about that degree of like sociopathic showmanship. But from a distance, being the key term.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his last show, right? Stark naked, wearing an S&M collar. First 10 seconds of the song, the first guy he sees, he slugs right in the fucking mouth. First girl he sees, he runs up and just kisses her. I'm like, now that is an opener.
Yeah.
That is fucking wild. I'm paying attention from the back.
Yes.
I'm like, I am not that punk. I'm not that cool. I don't want to be like anywhere fucking near that guy. He's going to shit in his hand and throw it at somebody. I don't want no fucking part of that guy.
I don't want anything to. So hang on. Let's get back to Eternal Weekend.
All right.
Let's move past the punk lore. What'd you play today, and what are you excited to play tomorrow?
So I'm trying my best to learn how to play Devourer combo. It's a new kind of obsession of mine, and I've invested a lot so far. And that was fun. I learned a lot, and, you know, I try to get reps in where I can. And tomorrow I'm probably going to play some fucking dumbass exploration horn agreed trade routes jank. It'll probably lose every game, but I'm gonna have a fucking ball. All I want to do is just
time warp.
No, I don't own any, but huh?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I just want
to
like.
Lose, but you're gonna have a ball.
You
I
know
drew,
what?
I drew the number of cards I wanted to draw today.
Yeah.
That's all that mattered.
He drew 35.
Yeah.
35 cards. I wish I could. Oh, you know what, though? With that deck, drawing 35 by turn like 5 or 6 is not so out of the question.
Yeah. I've lost that before.
Yeah. So much fun. Yeah. And then Coyle says, if I'm going to play Black Vice, I should play Land Destruction. But I just can't help it. I'm keeping him in because it's just I want to make pressure somehow outside of like Oathing into Morphling, you know.
How about you play an Upheaval?
You know what?
I mentioned that.
I'll get my hands on one tomorrow. I'll play like I think one is a.
I think it's a good panic, but I think honestly, Doug, I think it might even be as good as two.
Yeah.
Because that can be your kill.
Oh yeah, I like it.
You just give him like a 15 card hand. Just play a couple of those.
Well, I also play Prosperity and then Stormseeker.
Yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious. I should get my hands on some like Multani.
I have two with me. You can borrow them.
Yes, dude. I will fucking windmill slam that big bitch. Here, and we both draw 15. Suck it, Trebek. Your mother's a whore, Trebek. And here's Multani. Deal with him.
Your mother's a whore, Trebek.
All right. Bryce, do you want to come in?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice to meet you, Rob, said the listeners.
Said no one. Like, who the fuck was that guy?
Bryce, how was your day?
It was pretty good.
Yeah? What'd you play?
I played a little Psychotog today.
I saw you you and Mr. Andy Levine clutched in Wizardly Embrace.
Let it be known we finished all three of our games.
How?
Because we play fast.
You guys are both really, really good players.
I don't know if I am.
I
learned something that makes me better now.
What'd you learn?
So if you play your Psychotog and they go to dominate it, and you want to discard Circular Logic to counter it, they can stifle that.
Yes, he mentioned that. He said as
the Madness trigger, not the activated ability.
Yeah.
Psychotog,
yep.
Which that's my punishment for not playing on Magic Online in the last 15 years. Or
That was a very impressive match. You two did go to turns.
We did go to turns, but we did not unintentionally or intentionally.
Yeah.
Draw.
Yeah. Yeah. Who won?
I think I did.
You did. Yeah. The judge. At one point, I think Andy was trying to intimate something to you about how the prize tickets work. I think he was trying to, scoot the match along, and the judge at one point said, do I need to step away for a second?
Oh, yeah, the judge was mad cool. That so I won, and Andy wanted to do something to get us more prize tickets in total, and I was, tired and didn't really know what he was talking about, so I was just kind of, not now, but just explain it to me later, because I literally don't know what you're talking about.
And
the judge was, completely ignoring us, sitting 3 inches away from me, just being cool and not weird about it.
Yeah, yeah. What are you gonna play tomorrow?
I don't know. Probably more Psychotog. I really want to find my deck wife in this format because I've
been
playing for almost 2 years now, and I've played a different deck at almost every event, other than a handful.
Your range is very impressive. That's something that the gang has all noticed.
Yeah, I mean that, Baha'i never sold, dude.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think that's cool. Do you want to hear about my adventure today?
Yeah. Oh, yes, let's hear about your adventure.
So I said to myself, I am going to put an O-Spec, Quiet Spec Juke in Survival Terrigun. Yeah. Which is already a juke. Nick said under his breath, how'd that one go? So I'm going to put Spec in my sideboard because I'm going to I get run over. I'll put Volcanic Spray. Already have Ray of Revelation in there anyways. And it's Call the Herd's valid sideboard card. And I'll just put a couple of Specs in there. It turns out that this absolutely castrates Survival of the Fittest decks, because the whole point is that you have the silver bullets.
Yeah.
So you don't start anew. You don't take out your silver bullets to fit in a new engine, which now has a really tight silver bullet budget. It's just too much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems good in Battle of Wits, and that's about it.
In
Battle of Wits is by far the best spec deck.
Best spec deck? It has to be, right?
because you have times three of all the flashback cards and you never draw them.
You never draw them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Or the quiet spec, but that's.
Or the quiet spec, but you draw something. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. I'm going to wrap this episode up. This was Eternal Weekend, the first full day one. Sorry about that first episode. That was pretty pathetic. I hope it was funny for you. I felt just wretched. Just wretched. But journalistic integrity demanded that I put it out. So Dress Crew is at Eternal Weekend all weekend. We're having fun. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow, but we're going to play some more Magic. Thanks for listening. Bye.